Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And we were given an extraordinary look into those deliberations at the White House today to try to hammer out a deal on deportation protection for the young immigrants known as Dreamers. In a nearly hour-long live TV shot from inside the White House meeting room this afternoon, President Trump and lawmakers that he'd invited from both sides of the aisle and both houses of Congress deliberated whether there should be a deal just on the Dreamers or whether it should be expanded to include a more comprehensive immigration reform or the sort that eluded lawmakers for years, whether there should be a wall or not, all in full view of cable TV audiences. At one point, the president even suggested those little gifts that lawmakers like, pork barrel spending, to get them to go along with proposals.
And I hear so much about earmarks, the old earmark system, how there was a great friendliness when you had earmarks. But of course, they had other problems with earmarks. But maybe all of you should start thinking about going back to a form of earmarks, because this system...
No, really. There's lots of political maneuvering going on because Trump and lawmakers are trying to reach that immigration deal as a January 19th budget deadline approaches to avoid a government shutdown. But maybe something else is also going on. There's also that new book that implies the president is not competent. Let's bring in NPR's lead politics editor, Domenico Montanaro. Domenico?
Hey there, Robin.
Your thoughts on watching this and why you think this happened?
You know, this was a remarkable moment. I mean, in watching politics, you rarely get to see behind the scenes in a real pulled back the curtain kind of way. I can tell you that the senators in that room were as surprised as the reporters covering it that this was going on as long as it was going to and that there was going to be as frank a back and forth as there was. So it was a surprise to everyone involved, except perhaps the president, who decided to kind of go with it because maybe he knew it would be good TV. Maybe he knew that it would be good for his image after this book comes out, Fire and Fury, that's been riddled with a lot of innuendo and falsehoods, but has a certain ring of truth to it, even though there are lots of typos and other pieces of it that are incorrect. He had an opportunity here to show the best of himself as the negotiator trying to bring both sides together. And there were some spirited back and forths, for sure.
Tell us about those.
Well, one that really stood out to me on substance here, I mean, I've been talking about the optics, and I do think, you know, the substance is very important, because the one piece of this was the wall. You know, when you had the DHS secretary and the president sort of sparring with Henry Cuellar, who's a congressman from Texas, who was saying that, look, a wall is not always the best way to keep people out, that border agents will tell you that it only keeps people – it gives agents maybe a few minutes or a few seconds. They both pushed back very hard against him and said, no, that's not true. And Trump said, well, it works in Jerusalem. Ask them. And there's a whole, you know, set of fact-checking that had gone on during the campaign on this about how walls do work well in urban cities and places like that if you're trying to keep people out of places block to block, but they don't work as well on long stretches of kind of rural border. And that's always been a kind of hotly debated back and forth point.
Well, so the president wants spending the money to spend that Congress would spend on this wall that originally he said Mexico would pay for. Democrats want to assure that the Dreamers won't have deportation. Did you see anything there that indicated they'll maybe make a deal?
What I was struck by with the president saying that, you know, you guys can figure this out. Let's negotiate. Whenever somebody would bring up a sticking point, he'd say, you know, you'll negotiate that. He was clearly checked out of the policy details when it came to some of this stuff, because as it came down to it, he had these broad ideas. But as it came down to the rubber hitting the road on trying to make a negotiation, the president wasn't the one willing to say, well, I'm willing to give on that or I'm willing to give on this. He's saying, no, you guys work it out and I'll sign whatever it is that you wind up bringing to me. Because when it comes to things like strengthening borders, ending chain migration, ending the visa lottery, you know, and getting a fairly good portion of the wall built, boy, those are a lot of difficult sticking points for Democrats to sign on to for essentially a DREAM Act when you're talking about 800,000 people versus 11 million, which they might be willing to go with those things for a comprehensive bill.
Another extraordinary day. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor, thank you.
You're so welcome.